This is the Mobile Tech Podcast, brought to you by worldpodcasts.com. Now here's your host, Tank Girl, Miriam Joie.
Brought to you by Mint Mobile. Hi, and welcome to the Mobile Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Miriam Joie, and today is Wednesday, May 31st, 2023, and I'm in beautiful Brooklyn, New York with Mr. Michael Fisher himself. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Miriam, I'm very well. It is a beautiful day. Despite the wildfire.
But mostly the weather is just dope. Like, it's so nice right now.
We're on like day six of the perfect weather.
I feel like I'm still in Vancouver or in San Francisco. 70 degrees all day long.
Perfect. No wood to knock on, but
yeah, no wood to knock on. Clonk, clonk. So we are here because Moto just launched the Razr, the new Razrs.
Razrs.
Is this plural. Time for the reveal?
Sure.
There's two of them.
We've whipped them out.
There you go. So this is the Razr Plus, the magenta version, which is exclusive to T-Mobile, but also available from Moto Unlocked.
Viva Magenta.
Viva Magenta. It's a Pantone color. And this is one of the colors of the simpler one. So this is the Razr 2023, Razr Plus 2023. And we're going to tell you about these for the next hour or so. We also want to talk about a cool new laptop from Lenovo. And it's also almost folding.
No, it's great. I don't know. I'm 100% down with it. Yeah. As long as it's not a budget phone that will only be sold in China, I am down to talk about it. You know me.
Realme 11 Pro Plus.
Right.
We already covered that last week. It's okay. So, in fact, Michael's actually bringing up a good point, is that I really haven't had a chance to look at news yet this week. And you know what? If there is any other big news, it doesn't matter, because these two items, these two devices, these three devices, if you count the two Razrs, is all we need. It's good enough. So anything that comes out, I will cover next week with you guys. First impressions. I literally just got briefed. I'm literally fresh on this.
You're super fresh on this.
Swimming in opinions.
Then I'm dying to hear your opinions, because my opinions are stale now. I first saw this.
You've had it for like a day or two, right?
Yeah.
Played with it?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of blown away.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not a fan of Samsung's user experience.
Right, the One UI.
I will live with it.
Yeah.
You know, this is being recorded on an S23 Ultra. I like what they do, you know,
for sure.
But it's not where I'm at. I just reviewed the Moto Edge Plus 2023 last week.
A lot of people like that boring
slab phone, but it's so good. And a lot of what makes it so good is the software.
Yes.
You know, and it checks every box, but without trying to be like five cameras on the back, you know?
Sure, yeah.
And so I feel that's what's happening with these two phones. You're bringing that simplicity of the user experience from Moto, mm-hmm. and you're still checking all the boxes, and bringing this big new front experience, which for you isn't that new. But I think for a lot of people, they're not aware that this has been happening on the Razr forever now.
So it's been happening on the Razr forever, but this display is meaningfully larger. Like, it is substantially larger than even the previous Razr, which was, I forgot what it was, maybe 2.7 inches or something like that. This is what, 3.7?
3.6. Let's talk about specs real quick.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know why, but it's a 144 hertz display.
On the outside.
What the F, right?
Yeah. Like,
who needs that? And then the other thing I don't know why is it's HDR 10 Plus display.
Right, still on the outside,
you're talking. Yeah, we're talking about just outside display. And show that right now, close up if you can, because it's an ultra-wide shot.
Gorgeous, that
cover
display.
You can see the camera punch hole cutouts for the front cameras here. Well, front, rear, main cameras.
Yeah, the display flows around the two primary cameras.
And you can, what I love is that in software, if you hold the square button, like bring up Gmail real quick.
Uh-huh.
So for those of you watching this on Patreon, you'll know what we're talking about.
Oh, it's giving me cues.
Bring up any app.
Sure. So how about keep?
Yeah. And then hold that button.
This one here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just show that real quick. So now you full screen. You can toggle between like hiding the cameras and showing them in case you run out of real estate.
Yeah, which is nice because it's a weird aspect ratio at the front, right? It still has that problem of Android. Android doesn't really like to be landscape, and this is effectively a landscape screen. But with all that extra real estate, to be able to spread around and flow around those cameras, being able to do that press and hold and let an app get a little longer, like that means you can literally watch TikToks out here.
and you know, I tried a whole bunch of apps. I went crazy.
Yeah.
And they mostly all work fine. Like, I think there's a few who are going to be problematic, but most of the time, like, I didn't run into any problems, especially when I went full size. And by the way, if you're using gestures, by default, they're doing buttons, but
yes.
It's you hold the pill.
Yes, and you hold the... Yeah. Yeah, I've done that. And I prefer gestures anyway, and I was happy to see that you could use gestures out here too.
And before we talk about the big screen inside, it does have continuity. So if you open it on an app that's running, it brings it up on the big screen.
Right.
And then if you close it with an app that's running on the big screen, it gives you the option with a button to kind of bring up that app back to the front.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
So it's done what I asked Motorola to do repeatedly, which is lean into that one major benefit you've got. And they still have the runway for it, because every other manufacturer, they may have improved their cover screen hardware, but every one of them is just aping Samsung. It's like, we're going to give you three times the display area as Samsung, but we're going to confine you to a handful of pre-selected widgets, and you have to wait for software updates to get any more functionality. And it's ridiculous. This just lets you run anything you want.
And that's what I mean by this software experience.
Yeah.
You know, like little details like this
is
not something you see on Samsung. They're learning, you know, the dock is a good example, which is now coming to Pixel 4.
Yes.
But it's just more like, I can't believe that we had to wait till Gen 4, or whatever, the Z Fold 4, to actually get this kind of functionality where they really thought about it.
I think the Fold is a different conversation, because I think
for
the Fold, Samsung is doing more than any other foldable maker to make it a special software experience. And they're bringing more functionality. They're doing some really good, useful stuff. But in the clamshell world, Samsung just for the past two generations has dropped the phone, said, here are the features, and basically added nothing. Particularly to the cover display. Yeah. And this
but
is
look
a whole
at this.
New frontier.
Look at this. It's dope.
It's huge.
It's freaking huge. And more importantly, I feel like they're really taking advantage of that front screen. You essentially have a home screen. You have an app launcher. You have a recent favorite contacts. Yep. And you have a bunch of other widgets on top of that, including like I think there's an option to get some...
You've got
some
weather,
apps have like you've weather,
got calendar,
and,
you got exactly. Spotify, you know.
And then you have notifications that are actionable. You get a full screen keyboard on this. You can type out
a reply without, you can do so much without opening the phone on this. I really look forward to seeing how long I can go without opening it.
And I feel like, you know, if you're a flip phone person, if you've used any of the Z Flips or even the Oppo, you know, N2 Flip, and you've recently reviewed the Vivo as well.
Yes.
This, to me, like superficially, after spending an hour and a half with it, literally now,
yes,
is the best yet.
Yeah.
The user experience.
There is no question. Like, it's not about measuring the diagonal. It's not about counting the widgets. It's about, like, again, you are stuck in a sandbox with all of those other phones when they're closed. You are confined to what the manufacturer thinks you should be able to do. And Motorola is like, we'll give you those widgets. And also, try whatever you want. See if it works.
And so much so that the other manufacturers have, there's a third-party unofficial cover screen
app. Cover screen
app,
OS,
right?
Yeah.
Have you tried that yet?
No, I have tried Samsprung. I tried to run cover screen OS and it didn't work on the Vivo, so.
Ah.
But then that's another, because cover screen, I mean, props to that developer. I don't know the developer's name.
Yeah.
But like, that's great, but you shouldn't have to wait on a third-party app to give you functionality that, you know, it's totally within the capabilities of the manufacturer to deliver.
I agree. And so, you know, continuing the hardware in the front, there's two cameras here. And I'm going to go through the specs because you guys love the specs. 12 megapixel main camera with 1.5 aperture, f/1.5, which is kind of amazing for something this thin.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this is supposedly the thinnest at like, what is it? 5 centimeters, 15 millimeters or something?
When it's closed?
Yeah.
12 point something.
Oh, it's even smaller.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll look up the numbers. I'll put it up on the...
It's very thin.
On the show notes. Yeah. But it's thinner than because it does have no gap, right? So, it is really thin. I never noticed how much thinner it was.
Substantially thinner than the Z Flip 4.
Did you want to line it up for them?
Yeah, I doubt that's going to
be. For those of you watching on Patreon.
Yeah, the Z Flip 4 is thicker mostly because it's got that... What does Samsung call it? They've got a special term for where it sits and it expands.
Yeah, so this is a water drop design, so it actually like kind of like takes its place. But let's get to the big display in a moment.
Yeah, sorry, you're talking cameras.
I want to talk about those cameras. Yeah, so the f/1.5, which is amazing, and it has 1.4 micron pixels OIS, and it has a dual pixel autofocus phase detect. So it's essentially, you know, very close to what Samsung's delivering currently on the Flip, but with a much faster aperture. it's got the hand gestures for photos.
Yeah, palm detection.
And that is, I think, pretty awesome because, I would have loved to see a 48 or something better because the Oppo really delivered. yes. in my opinion.
Yes.
But the fact that they have OIS and the fact that they are, you know, low light should be pretty good at f/1.5. With pixels that big, you know, it's Moto 2, so you have to kind of add that. But you know what? The Edge Plus 2023 delivered pretty good on the camera. Yeah. So I feel like they've worked really hard.
They have. And they have an imaging team.
With Qualcomm. Yeah, and with Qualcomm, too.
But they have their own in-house folks. They have three different facilities where they have folks working on their imaging processing. Like, it's not, they're not just outsourcing it.
And they have the Horizon Lock feature.
Yeah, Horizon Lock's pretty cool.
Which I have on the Edge Plus here in my pocket.
Yeah.
Blows my mind. Yeah. Like, you can just, like, doesn't matter. 360 degrees, you can rotate the phone. The horizon stays level. And you can tell it whether you want landscape level or portrait level.
Yeah.
If you know.
It's a pretty neat trick.
It's amazing. Yeah. So here's the thing. Those cameras are pretty good. So the second one is a 13 megapixel ultra wide that doubles as a macro because it has autofocus. And I think it's f/2.2.
Something like that.
You know, it's your standard, you know, 100 and something degrees. It's not incredible. The pixels aren't huge. It's just going to get the job done. But you get low light on that in the sense of having a night mode. So you're going to get the, you know, a decent amount of performance. I don't think the cameras are going to be like, you know, like iPhone or Galaxy S series good, but they're definitely going to be competitive with the Z Flip.
Yeah.
And possibly might be not as good, I think, as the Oppo's, but close.
We'll see. I've yet to be really blown away by any flip phone's camera, so it would, you know, I'm still waiting, really. But I think in order to do that, just because of physics and things like that, you really need to be able to build a big old chonky flip phone and have people buy it. And I don't know if I want that either. So
So the other thing to know, this is aluminum and glass, Gorilla Glass Victus 5. And this particular one, the very cool rare magenta, is a vegan leather. But on the black and the blue version, the light blue, the other two colors, that's actually Gorilla Glass 5, but matte. Like the Edge here. If you can imagine this finish, which is matte,
mm-hmm.
on the Razor, it's exactly the same finish.
I'm really bummed out by that because I love the pleather, but I want the blue.
You want the blue
because I know everyone's going to get the Viva Magenta, but I want the blue one because I'm only special. And sadly, I have to deal with the glass.
When we asked if we can borrow them for the podcast, I had to pick one.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is kind of the signature, right?
It sure is.
Right. So, I mean, you have seen photos. You know, check out my hands-on on Hot Hardware if you want more photos of all the colors so you can have a look. And, of course, check out Michael's video.
Please do.
You'll have all the colors.
I will have the hands-on. Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
So the other thing, I'll put all this in the show notes. The other thing about this is got a fingerprint sensor on the power lock key. This is all pretty standard.
Yep.
It's got three microphones. So if you cover one and you're talking and recording video, you're covered.
That is a big deal.
Literally,
normally, I would ignore that. Covered. You're uncovered. Hey.
You're uncovered.
I've always accidentally obscure the microphone on the Flip 3 or Flip 4 here.
You notice
because keyboard dictation stops working. People are like, wait, what? On a phone call. So I think I'm really looking forward to trying that out. Normally that's just one of those throwaway specs, but that's actually I'm excited about
that. And then stereo speakers, which, you know, the Flip has as well, but this is Dolby Atmos, again, no big deal, but tuned by Bose. And I actually took a listen to them. I took it aside just now in my briefing. Holy crap.
Really?
I cannot believe sound that good is coming out of something this thin.
Really?
It's better than the Edge Plus 2023, which has more real estate.
Interesting. So we've got a front driver up here.
Yeah, it's kind of part
on
of
the
earpiece.
And then down below, it's just popping out the bottom.
Correct.
Yeah,
there.
Okay, got it.
And then now we talk about the main screen because that's just as bonkers.
Yeah.
So, you know, just so you know, Samsung has not done an LTPO display yet on their Flip. Oppo has,
mm-hmm.
and Vivo has,
mm-hmm.
same display, by the way.
Oh.
BBK group.
Oppo and Vivo? Oh, that makes sense.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
And same hinge mechanism, essentially. It's funny because the Vivo and the Oppo are very much twins in terms of specs. The big difference is the processor, right? Dimensity 9000 Plus
versus a Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1.
Yeah. Which, by the way, this has. So this has a Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1. Oh my God.
That's a nice wallpaper, isn't it?
Let's show them a little. Close.
Get neon.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Oh, wow. That's intense.
Yeah, I love that.
Anyway, this is a crazy display. I mean, you're going to say whatever. It's like a 1080p. Yeah. But look, it's LTPO OLED, variable refresh rate to 165 hertz. Why?
165 hertz.
It's not a gaming phone. Why crazy? I mean, but that's the same with this. This is 165 as well, for whatever reason.
Yeah, but that doesn't bend. Like,
no, but that's my point.
Yeah.
This bends. Like, why would you it's even? Crazy. Anyway, why even?
Yeah.
1080p, 22x9, HDR 10+. It's crazy. And it's bright, too. We were shooting in outdoors, and I was surprised on a flip phone.
So I had a device that was not giving me the brightness I wanted while playing a YouTube video. It was not an HDR YouTube video, so I don't know what was going on. I'm going to test that out for sure. I was eager to find out what the material was they were using for the actual bendy bits.
Oh, yeah. So what is it?
Six layers. One of them is indeed ultra-thin glass.
Ooh.
And it's topped by a factory screen protector, which you can see the edges of up here. By the selfie shooter.
Speaking of the selfie shooter, 32-megapixel selfie shooter. Does it have autofocus?
Don't know about autofocus, but it does shoot in 4K.
Does shoot in 4K 60 and has a 4:1 pixel binning for 8-megapixel output.
That's
so
right.
Low light, a little better. Again, this is not the camera you're going to be shooting with most of the time, but it's nice that it didn't compromise it.
It is nice, and also there's that new photo booth feature. Did you try that?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Does it combine them into four, though? Like, that's kind of what I want. Hi.
I don't know. So, like, it takes a sequence, and then that's our first shot, and then it does it again, and we make a different face, and then for this one, I'm drunk, and I'm going to be falling over. And then this one, I think I'm just going to be picking my nose. Okay.
There we go.
And then what does it do? Does it integrate them?
No, I think it just puts them in a row.
It just puts them in a row. Okay. So it's basically a glorified timer.
I told them they should integrate them.
Yeah, like, they should.
With
a
border,
frame.
Like old school,
yeah,
you know, like it comes out of the machine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyway.
That would be fun.
But so that's another thing, you know, again, it's like for quote unquote, they say that word a lot, content creators.
Yes.
Their marketing.
Everyone is a content creator in 2023.
Wait,
don't you know?
We content creators?
God, don't admit that.
Wait, are you an influencer?
No, stop. Oh, God. But I will say, they have done meaningful work to make this quite possibly the best content creator type.
They
phone.
Have.
Have you seen the camera stuff?
Yes.
Like outside, like in Instagram and TikTok
and
stuff?
It integrates and stuff.
It's
really
wild.
Amazing.
So like when you fire up, where are we? When you fire up Instagram, is there an Instagram account associated? Yeah. Oh no, you've been logged out. Sad.
Oh boy.
Anyway, when you log into Instagram and you start a live video or a any kind of Instagram video capture mode in the Instagram app, there is an overlay button that appears. It's like a little bowl and you tap it and then it throws the display to the cover screen.
Well, you can show that with the camera. That way.
Sure.
Because it has that. There
yeah.
you go. Boom.
You know me.
There you go.
That,
it's on. It was
up?
On for a second.
Now it's on.
There you go.
But the point is, you can always do this in the camera app. You've not really been able to do it with, as far as I know, with any other foldable using TikTok or Instagram or whatever.
No,
those apps don't need to do any work. Those apps don't need to be to support it.
Wow.
It is just natively done. I think they're using Camera X or whatever. And the result of this is that you can actually see what you're doing and have the interface of the app that you want to be using on the cover. Like, it's great. I mean, like, no one else is doing that. And if the cameras are anything above terrible, this will be the best creator phone on Android.
So content creators, you know.
Your number has...
Your number has come.
Your day is up.
Whatever. Oh, God, we're mean. That's all. Other things to know, 8 gigs of RAM, 256 gigs of storage. That's the only SKU you have. No micro SD. LPDDR5 and UFS 3.1. You know, again, not the highest and the latest. But again, $999. It competes directly with the Flip.
Right against the Flip.
It's like, boom, right there. And it's better because of this big display and the user experience.
Were you surprised at the price? I thought they would do a Motorola and be like, it's $1,200, and that's because it's better.
I was not surprised because I knew that we'd been harassing. Like, look, this is better inside baseball, but we've been harassing them about making this phone. This phone is not sold on any
carrier. What phone are you talking about?
The Edge Plus 2023.
Good.
The candy bar.
For
the
civilized
phone.
People listening to the podcast.
Right? Yes. We've been saying to them, you need a Halo phone. And this is part of, you need a Halo strategy.
Yes.
But it's not just a Halo. This is a great phone. So is this. Yeah. This is a great phone. So if you are going to, you know, want Moto's best, and maybe you can't afford it, and you end up with a Moto G stylus or something, right?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, you know, this is aspirational.
Well, maybe if you can't afford this,
you can afford that one. We don't know the price and availability on that one. So this is $999, and it's coming out pre-orders on June 16th.
Yep.
And on sale on June 23rd.
Right.
From all kinds of places. Amazon, Best Buy, Moto, T-Mobile and AT&T, but not Verizon.
No millimeter wave.
No millimeter wave, but it does support Verizon perfectly out of the box, they said to me.
For low and mid band?
Yep.
So you can go buy an unlocked one and
absolutely
use it on Verizon?
Yeah, but isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is interesting.
Like,
yeah.
Remember, they were darlings. They were in bed.
Absolutely. They probably
but
still
we told them
tight.
It was sucking.
But it was, yeah.
And
yeah.
Because they were always making Verizon exclusives. That's why all the Edge previously, these candy bar phones, were kind of crappy.
So I want to ask you what you think about the design. Before we, because we got to talk about the Moto G Flip in a second, which is what they should have called it.
oh my God. Fighting words, but
well,
I like it.
Well, it has nothing in common. And this dovetailed nicely with what I was going to say.
It does have a lot in common.
Yeah, no. It has a lot in common with this. It has nothing in common with a sharp object called a razor. Neither does this. What do you think about the industrial design?
I love it.
You do?
I love it. Okay. I never liked the chin. I thought it was a throwback that was needed to transition.
Yeah.
But in practical use, it was always in the way, especially when you did gestures.
It was in the way. I will give you that. I must volunteer that you are correct about that. I miss the chin. I will always miss the chin. It made it so distinctive. When you open this phone up, you put it next
to
the Oppo, you put it next to the Samsung, you can't tell which
is
which.
They should have made a chin attachment.
Oh my God.
Plugs into the micro the USB Type-C.
Yes.
And then it's like, it's speakers. It's like a little something in it or something.
Oh, like a Moto Z kind of like tack-on speaker.
Kickstarter soon.
Yeah.
Michael.
You're ready to lose a lot of money?
Yes. It's a tax write-off.
Oh, God.
But
you love the design, do you?
I do. I like how, here's the thing. This is like this edge. Hold this edge for a second.
God,
no, hold it.
You're trying to sell me on it.
No, hold it. All handle right. it.
Yeah, it's
doesn't
a slab.
It feel amazing in hand?
No.
With that velvety back, the soft edges, everything is, look at the build quality.
Feels like a rectangle.
Look,
who cares about
I'm pointing, okay, I'll swap with you.
Okay.
Touch this now.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice? The fact
it's
that it's
nice
got rounded edges means you can flip it open better. Look, Michael
yeah,
is the flip
it creates
flip
a valley. It creates a valley
Correct.
For your fingertips.
Flip master.
You just do a little bit of flip.
That's why I
yeah.
call you.
And the flip master? Nice.
Put you in my address book. Flip master.
Mr. Flip master.
Mr. Flip master.
Yeah. So, all right. You know, no. The valley is good. It's ergonomic.
I
it's
miss
comfortable.
The Razer logo opportunity back here. Razer.
Yeah, so they've done nothing on the hinge. And then can you guess what their answer was when I asked about that? And about the
no,
design?
No, I didn't ask.
Their answer is what every company says these days. It's the death knell for me. It's like, you know, we wanted to be very minimalist. I'm like, that minimal, stop. Stop it.
You're not Tesla.
Yeah,
you're not building Tesla interiors.
I mean, like, oh, God. There's a very fine line between minimalism and dullness.
And fail.
For me, this is on the wrong side. I just wish it was a little more assertive because it looks just like a Samsung.
3, 2, 1. Now somebody has a stencil out there that you can put on a laser engraver and it'll engrave Razor on the back. Done.
Wait, what?
That's it. Somebody did it. That's how long it took.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
You could totally laser engrave Razor on
but
the back
of
this.
It's the design thing. But anyway, it's fine. A little bit of a thing. I wish this hinge was a little more rigid.
It's
a little
only
loose.
From 45 degree
to 70 or something.
45 to 130.
Yeah, something like
after
that.
After that, it flips. And after that, it...
Yeah.
Whoa, that was very hydraulic.
Yeah, Ooh. It lowers itself nicely. Also, wireless charging on a Razor for the first time ever.
So let's talk about battery and charging stuff. Wait, the others didn't have it?
No.
Oh, because Samsung does, obviously.
Yep.
But it's only 5 watt.
Only 5 watt.
And it's not reverse wireless. Like, you can't even do that.
Yeah.
Because 5 watt is so low.
They said they were limited by the coil size.
No, I get that.
But
you know what? It's just there in case you need it. It's not your main. 30 watt main wire charging.
Yep. Turbo power. And a, 3,800 milliamp hour battery?
Yeah, which is a bit on the low side. But at the same time...
Well, it's third to... Like, the only ones bigger are Vivo and Oppo in flip phones.
They are bigger, and it does count, because when you actually use those, you notice it. Like, this is going to be a bit of a challenge, but you're going to use the front display more.
You are.
Right?
So that's what I said in my video.
So,
like, it really depends on whether you use the cover display.
I'm just bringing
or the
up my
main
notes.
Display more. Yeah,
because I know for sure that I want to know what the other battery size was on the other one.
On which one?
This one has a slightly different battery size.
That's a big one.
Yeah, we're going to...
Oh!
You know, I got it here.
I'm an idiot. I was thinking of that one when I said it was the behind only Vivo.
No, 3800 is correct.
3800 on the Razer Plus.
That's correct.
And on the Razer Non-Plus, the Razer Minus...
It is...
4200.
That's correct.
Milliamp hours.
Yeah.
That one is big.
Is bigger.
Yeah.
Because
they didn't have to...
Correct.
...put a big cover display
no,
on there.
No, but it's also 30-watt charging and 5-watt wireless. But let's talk about the differences in a minute, because there's more differences that are interesting. But the point is, I think... This is what I mean. They checked every box. just well enough. Like, it's not like, you know, 12 megapixels, not 48. You know, 3800, not 4200, mm-hmm. which, because of size constraints. But they still, with the Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1, that's going to go a long way. And I think you're going to use the front display way more. What you got on this?
I've been happy with the Flip 4's battery life in a relative way. You know, understanding that it's a small phone, understanding it's not going to be a big endurance champ.
Yeah.
It has still served me well
over the past year. Every weekend.
I actually use it every day alongside the Fold. So, like, yeah.
Finally. Like, yeah, I just can't use them my mind. I'm just going to go.
Them both. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Oh, do you want to know a little piece of trivia?
Oh, go.
This is the Motorola Razr Plus. Razr Plus is Ready 4 compliant.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh.
So that means you can use it as a desktop replacement like Samsung Dex, which Samsung does not allow you to do on the Flip. But here's the thing. Only wirelessly.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know why?
No.
Because wired Ready 4 requires, what is it called? HDCP?
Oh, yeah. Guess what? It has Ready 4 on this one, too.
Ready 4 on that one, too.
Wow.
But they couldn't make the USB port any bigger because of how thin they wanted to make the port or make the phone.
Oh, that's a nice little bit of trivia.
Isn't it? And yeah. So they just said, well, we'll do Ready 4, but we'll do it wireless. So that's interesting. I look forward to trying that out.
Fascinating.
It's wireless Dex is
See,
bad.
This is why we have Michael Fisher on the show, because I didn't know that little tidbit of story.
I'll tell you what, if you have not been watching the video, you don't know this. Miriam has been rattling off these specs. The first time she checked her notes was, what, a minute ago? I couldn't believe it. They're all up there.
A lot of them I wrote my hands on yesterday on the flight, most of it, guessing on a lot of specs. And then I played the game of my notes. How much did I get right?
What did I get right? Yeah.
And actually, surprisingly, right. I did not get the f-stop right on that camera. Of course not. But I did guess they wouldn't go to 48 megapixel. I did guess that because of the fact that there's a display under there, there's no way they could do that.
Right. What, for this?
Yeah, for this one.
For the plus.
So let's talk about this guy a little bit. So we just told you about the bigger battery. So that's definitely a plus because you get a bigger battery. But here's the other thing, 4200 milliamp hour. You get a Snapdragon 7 Gen 1 in this. So do you know what that means with that battery?
Well,
you're literally getting half a day more battery life, guaranteed.
So I know nothing about the Snapdragon 7 Gen 1. How is it? Is it also efficient? It's not 4 nanometer, right?
No, I think it's 6 or 5. It's very good. The bottom line is, typically the 7 series has always been more efficient than the 8. Hmm. And on top of that, with a bigger battery. So I'm extrapolating, right?
Yeah.
Now, you're going to be using the main display more, which is identical.
Same
the
exact
only difference is 144 hertz refresh because the processor doesn't support 165. But the panel is the same.
I learned that yesterday.
Right?
Yeah.
The other thing is, and this is going to be a debate for some folks, I think you shouldn't let this bother you, but the main camera on this is the same in terms of like dual pixel autofocus, OIS, but it's 64 megapixel. Of course, not the same f-stop.
Right, so it's like...
I have it written down somewhere, but not in my notes. I took a photo of the spec sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 1.8 or 1.9 or something like that.
Yeah, so it's a cheaper camera, right?
Yeah, I think it will balance out, but I bet you save money. And again, we don't know the pricing availability of this, but I'm predicting $799. That's kind of where I want them to be.
Do you think they'd go as low as $699?
If they do, holy freaking crap.
I know. Because I wonder if 800 would be enough, would be cheap enough to get people to...
$799 would be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
So if they do that, like, I bet you that it's like, this is probably like an OV something, like not a Samsung or Sony.
What, the camera sensor? Yeah.
It's probably a lesser sensor.
So can we
talk
about... But
the 13 is the same, exactly.
The ultra-wide?
It does have the macro too. They didn't sacrifice on that.
Nice. Yeah, and they share a lot of components. Like you were saying, they share the chassis, they share the hinge, the display.
Also, you lose storage though. 128 gigs of storage.
Right.
And you still get 8 gigs of RAM, and it's LPDDR4. None of you will care about this. It's just some of you actually might, but that's why I'm mentioning it.
So, question: I'm wondering who this thing is for, and I think I know who they're going to market it for, but I think I also know who might buy it. That might be an unexpected
kids
surprise.
These days.
You think it's going to be?
No, look, I think it's people who I think they're going to sell more of this one.
You think they're going to sell more of the cheaper one?
This is the same difference between buying an S23 Ultra and an S23.
Because this is the first time we've seen anything like this in foldables. If you bought a foldable up to this point, you were buying something expensive as hell.
If you have the money, and especially on AT&T Mobile, you can get a good deal because of like contract.
Right, you get the plus.
Offers. You're going to this one.
What if you, why do you get the, why do you get the light?
You get the light because you, maybe they'll also be sold by carriers. We don't know. And it's a better deal. Or maybe you're buying unlocked for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You're in another market. Remember, these are also sold as the Razr 40 Ultra and the Razr 40.
So did you ask about, did you confirm that?
I did.
So that's how they're branded overseas?
Correct. Yeah.
Razr 40 Ultra.
Yes.
What a weird name.
Yeah. And well, because Edge 40, this is the Edge 40 Ultra.
Oh, weak. Okay. Got it.
Sorry, H40 Pro, actually. It's complicated. Yeah. But the point is, I'm just saying they have a different nomenclature out there. And so this is might be more popular like in Europe or in Asia.
We didn't even talk about one very important thing that these things are doing first, both of these. These are the first foldables, correct me if I'm wrong, that I know of that have any kind of dust rating.
Yes, IP52. So that means dust is 2.
5 is dust is permitted to enter, but only in such a way that it can't damage anything.
And 2 is water?
2 is water. Okay. And that's like water dripping on it from 15 degrees off the verge.
Yeah, so you know you can get it in the rain, no problem.
It's nano-coated too, so you can really get it in the rain.
Oh, you can really get it in the rain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But the dust rating. And that piggybacks on what I was going to say. Can I hold this? When this thing, when it's closed, the Moto G Flip, when it's
don't
closed,
confuse everyone.
Sorry, the Razr Minus. when it's closed, it is totally encapsulating this display. So the display is fully protected, just like any flip phone. There is no gap, as you said before. So, and without the glass on the outside,
really
this thing is the... This is going to be the most durable flip phone on the market.
Especially with this...
with the pleather instead of the glass. Yeah. So I think this is going to be a phone... I think there's going to be a small but probably meaningful, detectable segment of the audience who is like 45-plus-year-old hard-charging dad who hangs out in his wood shop who like just wants a... Misses a flip phone maybe and wants a phone that's
or
can protect the display
or,
when it's closed.
You know, you are a parent with two kids that are teenagers, you're on a budget. Timo is selling this phone for $7 a month and this for $12 a month.
Right.
No brainer, right?
Absolutely.
It's not a lot of money. It's like an Americano a month, but you have two kids and you have your own bills and you have to add that over, what, 2-3 years of the contracts now? It's ridiculous.
For sure.
So that makes a lot of money.
And these and will so, both be supported for, what, 3 Android platform updates and 4 years of
plus,
security.
There's a lot of people who are used to the old days of the Razr where you never did anything on the front.
Not at all. It was
like
a
you and
ID
I want to do something on the front.
Yes.
I think this is going to be amazing for one-hand use.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at
this.
I'm already doing it.
Yeah.
I run Google Maps and there you go.
Yeah.
Hold this down and there we go. Save. Look at that. I've got the maps here. You know,
You can do anything
amazing.
You want out there.
Precise. There we go.
Yeah. And you can swipe. I like that you can swipe on dialog boxes if they're not.
And we are in New York, as you can see here. By the time you see this, I will be gone so I can show you.
We're just running.
Stalkers.
Just running maps on a tiny screen.
I mean, it's
it.
Amazing. Look at it. I can do it all with one hand.
I've
like
got
it's
a cool
it's
idea
incredible.
For a video during that. I'll tell you about it off the air.
All right.
I don't want it to be stolen.
Okay, you tell me later.
Okay.
But look, this thing is dope. Like, but this is us, right?
This is us.
This is you guys watching too.
Yeah.
Like those of you who have been waiting for a flip phone, I'm telling you right now, this is it.
Also,
this is it.
Also, those of you who've been waiting for a small phone, people saying they don't make Sony compacts anymore. They're not making the iPhone mini anymore. This is the new small phone. It just has a giant phone inside of it.
Oh my God, it's so good. Even this, like these little widgets, I mean, it doesn't keep you.
Yeah, they're fine.
But it's totally, the display is actually good. It's 1.5-inch OLED. They didn't tell us the resolution, actually. Probably on the spec sheet.
It's probably on the spec sheet. Yeah, it's a P-OLED 1.5.
Yeah. 1.5-inch P-OLED.
Yeah.
They're all plastic OLED.
I have a question.
Now. Yeah.
Am I imagining this, or does that not open all the way?
It's
like a half a degree off, right?
Jerry rig. Hi, Zach. I think it's fine. I think it's the pleather, maybe. No, it's about the same. I think that you know this happened with a Pixel Fold at the event.
Well, you because you really needed it.
And
to,
I look, I did it now, and it's staying. And actually. It's staying.
It's for the rigidity.
So it's just brand new. Yeah. Like it needs a bit of like...
Breaking in.
It needs a Michael Fisher in its life.
Absolutely. Give that wrist flick. There.
I don't know how you do that.
Just get the fingers in the valley and then you fire it up. Yeah. There you go.
Oh
you got
God.
It.
You have to be brutal. And then this thing just projectiles into the screen over there, and we break the hotel room TV.
I told you I asked Oppo about that when I was doing the Hinge video. I'm like, guys, let me show you how I have my phone. And they were like, yes, we've seen you do that. We do not recommend it, but we do not think it will break.
Like,
okay.
And I love, like, I love how close to the glass this screen is. Mm. It's like floating on top, whereas this is much more reflectiveness.
What, on this thing? Yeah, this is a very reflective display.
Like if you
display.
Go, you see, look at the difference here. This is amazing.
This but I love
really feels like it's floating right on top. Like, wow.
Yeah, it's fine. It's no, just, it's you know, bad. It's another Z Flip 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for maybe $699.
God, if it were $700, that would be incredible.
And people are going to say, whoa, Snapdragon, whatever.
You're right. Yeah.
Whatever, no. guys. Trust me, the 7 Gen 1 is going
to
be fine.
But credit to Motorola for actually learning their lesson, because I was dismissing the people who complained about the specs on the first two Razors. You know, 2019, 2020, mm-hmm. because look, it was fine. It was fine for the vast majority of people, mm-hmm. but they straight up said it in the briefing. They were like, look, you can't appeal to early adopters unless you have the specs to back it up. And we want to capture fashion people. We also want to capture early adopters. So right. I think 8 Plus Gen 1 is fine. Do you think the fact that it's going to be 2 years old this fall or winter is going to
8 Plus Gen 1 is not 2 years old.
Isn't it?
It's a year old in the fall.
It's a year old in the fall?
Correct.
Okay, then never mind.
It came out just before the 8 Gen 2.
Oh, it did?
It came out in the summer, like August. Great. So it's going to be a year old in August.
Well, then that chip can last forever as far as I'm concerned.
And
I've
the
never
7
had
Gen 1 is pretty new. So, you know, that's the thing. Like you get, I love how they balance this out. You get a lesser chip, but you get a better, technically on paper, we know it's not going to be better necessarily in the actual camera, like 64. And you get, you know, a bit less RAM, but you get a bigger battery. So, you know, it's like, and that's why if they can lower the price significantly enough, you're still, it's a good compromise.
Yes, it is. And just like the 5-watt wireless charging. Yeah, that's the thing I would complain about ordinarily, but they've never had wireless charging on a Razr before. It's just nice that it is here. And they're probably saving, well, they said, again, coil size. They're saving like a half millimeter of, you know.
Yeah. Don't dismiss Z-net. This baby one, though, is the what little I'm one? Saying. Like, I have a feeling we're going to be blown away when they, I think the reason they're not announcing availability and pricing yet is because they're still trying to figure it out. They have some wiggle room.
Yeah.
And more importantly, they want to see how the reviews do with this one first.
Maybe. Yeah.
Right?
Possibly.
Because then this will be overshadowed by the reviews of this one if they launch them at the same time.
That's true. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And I think, honestly, that's the thing. Like, I know you don't want to talk about $200, $300
no,
you know,
relevant
Chinese phones, but,
yeah, but they're relevant
it's to relevant to so many people. And more importantly, I feel like This is going to, I don't want to minimize the relevance of an possibly very affordable Z Flip competitor, Z Flip 4 competitor.
No, this is why this is exciting to me. There has never been a cheap foldable there from launch.
No.
It has never happened.
And
TCL tried and then they stopped trying.
The only thing that really worries me about these two phones and the whole thing we just talked about for almost 40 minutes, the thing that really, really, really worries me.
What?
Is the Z Flip 5 is a month away.
Do you think the Z Flip 5 will let you run anything you want on the cover? Because I have heard it will just be another widget storm.
If it's another widget storm, Samsung is effed because this is so much better. And there's going to be 8 Gen 2 or 8 Plus Gen 2 even. Because we don't know when the 8 Plus Gen 2 gets announced. Remember, they got a special 8 Gen 2 in this S23.
Right.
They got a binned version of the processor.
Yeah.
So who knows what they're cooking up with Qualcomm. So
I doubt the processor will matter.
Exactly. It won't make any difference.
Right.
Now, I bet you they'll have a bigger front screen. But the question is,
yeah, definitely.
Will it be better than Oppo and Vivo? I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too. So, but you know what? Here's the thing.
Do you think
they'll
also do a
counter.
Flat hinge finally on the Z Flip and Z Fold 5?
I hope so. That crease, it's not just, and I never get to say this in my videos because I should. Like, it's not just about the crease being visually unappealing on a Samsung phone and you being able to feel it.
Yeah, it's very mild here.
Samsung displays do seem to fail at a higher rate.
Well, you should see Theo's Z Flip 3 right now. The screen protector is starting to peel off from the edges of the hinge.
You should go to Samsung A37 while you're
here. I know. I told them. They're like, I don't care.
Get it fixed in 30 minutes. Oh, you should go.
Producers over there going, shaking their heads, going, these tech nerds. Oh, but we got the finger. Okay. Now we know.
My screen protector is lifting up too for the second time on my Flip 4, by the way. You have to replace them every 4 months.
If we can make it tomorrow, we will go, but it's not a priority. We have to make an appointment too. I looked into it. It's a bit of a hassle. If we were here for a week, no problem.
Yeah.
But we're only here for 2 days.
So. But that we'll have to see how this goes, because this is the first time Motorola is using this design with an integrated factory screen protector. We'll have to see if this starts lifting. I doubt it will because of the fatter curve here, the teardrop. So we'll see though.
Have you noticed there's a bit of a sharp edge here? Run your finger edge sideways. Like if say you're trying
by the hinge here, we're doing
right on the hinge here. Run your finger just like I just did.
Yeah, like on the plastic cap.
It's sharper than on the flip.
Is it?
Try it.
Love that all these plastic caps look the same now. Everybody's just doing the same thing. That's the same.
It's a little okay.
That's the same. Yeah.
You're right. It's just a sharp. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of forgotten because we only have a Z Flip 3 to play with.
These little plugs. What we're doing, folks who listen to podcasts, is that we're talking about the plugs at the hinge, and these little plastic plugs look like they were probably printed at the same like facility. You might even be able to buy those wholesale now.
Yeah, they're very similar. Oh, yeah. Look, you're starting to peel again.
I told you for the second time. Wow. Freaking screen protectors.
Anyway.
Okay.
So the bottom line is, I think this design is sound and solid, and I think it's good. I'm happy.
Look, I'm excited. I wish the only real objection I have at this point is that I wish it was more visually distinctive, but we'll have to wait for the review to see how the battery life does and how the cameras do specifically. That's what's going to give me decide whether I swap this out.
So, you know, you don't care about candy bars, but here's what I wanted to say. Mm. The Edge Plus 2023 is the first time Moto has sat at the table with the other flagships.
That's important.
Like OnePlus 11. Now, are they as good as an iPhone or an S series or Pixel? No. There's still a big gap, but that gap is not worth saying you're not a flagship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
It's like you are at the flagship table.
Absolutely.
Barely.
Right.
Now, hopefully this is the same. And because if it is, it's good enough.
And if it is, and it is good enough, then you're going to have this just an amazing amount of utility from that cover display.
Yeah. And you know, we mentioned it last week on my review of the Edge Plus 2023. The only thing that I dinged it for in camera is you can't zoom past 4x without having potato crap.
Right.
But because it has a 2x telephoto and it does, you'd think because it's like billed as a portrait lens, the telephoto on that, you'd think it'd only be used for portraits when you hit 2x, but actually continues being used past 2x when you have a perfectly good 50 megapixel sensor there that you could use to do like high res zooming, you know, with like Pixel does. And they don't do that.
Hey, I have a question.
What?
Would that be a way to improve camera performance on flip phones? Because, you know, we
you
can't fit
telephoto. You could totally do that.
Could you throw in like a 108 megapixel sensor and like use that for zooming?
Yeah, but not only that. You could throw in a 12 megapixel and do super res zoom that Google did back on the Pixel 6a.
The wiggle?
Yeah, with the wiggle.
Oh, that would be cool.
It would totally work.
But Google would have to make that.
Well, the algorithm is not proprietary to Google.
Really?
Some others have done it. Huawei's doing it.
They do the wiggle?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I think others can do it. It's just more like, I don't think Moto is the expertise in their imaging group today.
Not yet, no. But they're improving, to your point.
So should we flip over to this yoga book, 9i?
Why don't we?
Do we have everything more or less covered here?
I'm pretty sure. I think the only thing that we forgot was there is a physical SIM tray, which is great. And also eSIM.
That's because it didn't have it for the first model, but it did on all the other razors.
I know, but you know.
Does support eSIM. Like this has
eSIM, so it's dual
SIM. This Edge thing has dual SIM too, but eSIM and physical SIM.
I think it's dual standby as well.
Ooh.
I think.
I think that's a Snapdragon thing.
Yeah.
It kind of is built in.
Yeah. I'm excited. What color are you going to get?
Oh, probably this one.
The Viva?
Yeah. I have to.
I gotta get the blue.
You gotta get the blue.
But I'm gonna miss that pleather.
Debrand it.
Can't. They don't make them for this. I think they got beef with Motorola.
They'll make it for you.
That would be awesome if they did.
Or call Marquez. Marquez. Get them to make a blue pleather. Because you have some power.
I'll just buy one from you.
Yeah. Also, make them get me some Michael shoes.
Yeah, right. Word.
Michael shoes.
You
should talk to whatever who it is.
Give me some special Allbirds.
Those crazy. Anyway, so yoga. Book 9i. We're going to talk about this. For those of you on Patreon, we've got some visuals here. This thing is dope. Let me see if I can unlock it. So it's a laptop, but it doesn't have a folding screen, but it has two displays. Where the keyboard and the trackpad would normally be is another display. And other than that, it's a pretty normal laptop. But it has a few tricks. If you tap all eight fingers on the bottom display, you get a keyboard and trackpad, which have haptic feedback and are perfectly usable. It comes with a stand and a bunch of other things here. I'll give you this,
okay,
and I'll demo these items. So comes with a mouse. I don't know if that's included, but they sent us a mouse. Comes with a pencil, and of course, because it's got a digitizer. Comes with this keyboard, which is Bluetooth, and kind of clunks on top of it. And if you turn it on, it actually like detects it. And if you move it like that, so I'm showing here to those of you not watching on Patreon, is that you can move this physical keyboard onto the bottom part of the laptop where that second screen is and get like kind of like the ZenBook dual screen experience. If you put the keyboard closer to you, and if it's magnetically latched, if you put it higher up, you get a trackpad down here.
Correct.
And then you know what I discovered on the plane yesterday?
What?
If you close it, you can actually store the keyboard here magnetically.
Oh, it goes on the cover. Oh, that's interesting.
It's not very strong, but it'll work.
But it's like, yeah. Okay.
And then it comes with this crazy stand. And this is the part that's been blowing my mind.
Which is also the keyboard case.
I'm going to get you to be the stand holder.
Okay.
For those of you on Patreon, I can't really explain this too well. So imagine that you prop up the laptop open almost 180 degrees. Onto this stand that comes with it, like this.
Got it.
Michael's hidden now.
Got it.
And let me unlock it. Looking for me.
You've seen this, by the way. If you've listened to this podcast, you've definitely seen it.
You can actually put the keyboard down here, and you now have this dual screen laptop. And if you pull out the mouse, you now have a desktop. That's all 20 inches almost of use here.
Can I be your mouse pad?
Oh, yes, there we go. So for those of you on Patreon watching right now, yeah, here. Anyway, it's kind of crazy, right?
It is wild. I've been using it for about, 2 weeks or something like that. And you know what's crazy? Not that they made it. Lenovo always makes these weird acid trip, like, computers.
Yeah, but they're always kind of...
They always suck.
Suck, exactly.
And then you get this thing that made it out in the real world, you can buy it, and it's like, look, is there a bug or two? Sure. They are not showstoppers. Like, this thing works. Like, that eight-finger shortcut works every time.
I know.
The keyboard, you power it on, it pairs every time.
I know, it's
like,
amazing.
Basic stuff that Windows or Lenovo typically screw up, that it doesn't. Like, it's almost
unwieldy to put this away, but...
Right, so there are extra steps, right? You got to turn the keyboard on, you got to turn the mouse on, you got to like deploy it. It's not for people who want a no-hassle thing, but once you do build it, which takes, another 20 seconds, then you're in a coffee shop with like a workstation.
I know, exactly. That's what I felt like when I was in this hotel room. I'm like, I use this as a standard desk, like the fridge that's behind the camera for you guys. Yeah. And I was like... Holy, so 13-inch dual OLED screen.
Dual 13 inches. And you know what? You don't even need to use the bottom one to get some benefit because it raises up that primary monitor so high. When I'm using it, my neck is much more comfortable.
And also, your camera is perfectly placed.
Your webcam isn't
and
doing the chin angle.
And you can also use
yeah.
it by rotating it, the whole thing. So you now have two portrait screens, right? And it's kind of amazing, honestly.
It's so versatile.
And you know, we saw this at CES, right? This was announced. You've seen videos of it already. But now that all of us here have used it, we're like blown away because Lenovo always screws this up.
More, and you know, just to avoid picking on Lenovo one more time, anybody who tries to make Windows do something unusual usually screws up because
Jeff
Windows
is resilient.
Not,
don't worry.
Well, I know. But like, but the other thing is like, normally if it's weird, you have one situation you can use it in.
Right.
Right? This is like, okay, well, I don't have room for two screens and I can't put a mouse out. Well, okay, do what you just did. Drop the keyboard on the bottom screen. It is just a little laptop.
Yeah.
And that trackpad
kind of
works.
And even if you forget the keyboard, it's still a laptop because that taptic screen is actually not too bad.
Yeah.
I'm not good at
touch keyboards.
I was actually pretty good with it on the plane. Yeah, I was surprised.
I tried. I was like, no.
I put the vibration on high. That made a difference for me.
You can hear it.
I have some niggles. I have some niggles and wiggles. I'm a Mac user, and I'm used to the super awesome Taptic engine underneath the glass trackpad.
Yeah.
It literally feels like the trackpad is moving down. You're clicking on something, and it's releasing back up when it's actually not moving. And it's pressure sensitive. That's how it detects that you're wanting to click.
You're talking about the mouse.
Talk about the Mac.
The MacBook, yeah.
But this does not do that.
No.
This does have taptic feedback, but it's not pressure based. So the only way you can use this virtual trackpad is by tapping. And I always have that turned off on all laptops because I'm a clicky. I need that physical feedback.
Yeah, word.
And same with the two-finger click. And that's been really putting me off. Also, the fact that now if I want to drag a window, I can't just click and hold and drag. Right. I have to double tap and drag.
Yeah.
And these little things, right? Like a lot of you Windows users are very... Yeah, mouse is
no,
fine.
No, I'm sorry, not the mouse. You can use the buttons, though, on the trackpad. The two buttons below the trackpad.
Yeah, but that means that I'm not used to having buttons on my trackpad.
Get out of
here.
The muscle memory is, See, I have enough like baked in old Windows laptop muscle memory that I'm like, oh yeah, that's where my phone goes.
I can switch between Control C and Command C, no problem. Yeah. Like for all the shortcuts and stuff. But look, overall, I'm blown away by this.
Also,
and
battery life isn't that bad.
It's not bad, but it's, I mean, after using an M2 MacBook Air, it's a joke.
Everything's
bad. On the flight here, which was 4 hours from Vancouver, it's not really long. I use up half the battery just typing.
In laptop mode or in workstation
In laptop mode.
Yeah, I find that to be the case too.
Part of it with the keyboard, part of it without. But I definitely used more than I expect. And this M2 will run me literally a transcontinental flight to Europe or Asia.
Yeah, no, the M2, there's no competing with that at all.
Right?
But the hinge is also a soundbar, and the speakers are surprisingly good.
Oh my God, they are.
Yeah.
Look, it's full of little things like that.
It's cool.
Basically, my first day or two with it, I was like, I remember telling Theo, my producer, like every 5 minutes, oh my God, look at this. Oh my God, it does this. Oh my God, it works. Oh my God, this is cool.
I mean,
congratulations, Lenovo. Your products are generally very good, but when you experiment, it can be hit and miss. And this time you experimented and it's hit.
And it's a hit.
It's freaking amazing. I want to use this. I'm almost at the point where I want to buy an iPad Pro and mount it on top of my as a sidecar display, just to have the dual display experience.
Yeah, because you're getting spoiled now.
I'm getting spoiled.
Yeah,
I love it. It's good.
Shall we say the one thing that we always have to say, and you kind of already have said
Intel?
It? Well, it doesn't have a power. It doesn't have a discrete GPU. So even if I worked in
a Windows-based
video editor,
right?
I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, DaVinci Resolve wouldn't be happy.
Like, it's not even just editing video. Like, I tried to load a folder full of 4K videos, and it took like 20 seconds to load the folder previews, the thumbnails. I'm like, ugh. And it's not bad performance otherwise.
I'm really hoping Qualcomm fixes this with Microsoft soon, right? Because I think that this is what we need is a Windows on ARM that doesn't suck, that has all the built-in accelerated video codecs and stuff and hardware,
nice.
Kind of like the M1 and M2. Yeah. And honestly, that's the only thing holding me back. That and, you know, pressure haptics would be really nice, and a better haptic engine, like what Apple does, where it's really, really substantial.
It has that approach thing too. Sorry, we keep, like you said.
Oh yeah, the approach thing is so dope.
If you leave it deployed as a desktop and then you walk away, you walk back up to it and it's like, it wakes up and it's like, hello.
Yeah.
And then it activates Windows Hello. So you don't even touch it. You just sit. By the time you're seated at your desk, you're locked.
And then you walk away and it turns off.
Yeah.
Like it goes to sleep. And if you, there's a drawback though, that if you're on battery and you're in front of it the whole time, it never shuts off, even if you're doing something else. Like you're setting up a phone. That's what I was doing. I was setting up a phone and like I wasted like 20% of the battery looking at me.
Yeah. I think Dell was the first one to do that I used.
It is.
Now it's like built in.
Very cool.
Stuff.
Like I have to say. Yeah. And it's aluminum and glass. It has antenna bands. There's no screws anywhere. So I think the display is bonded like a phone.
Probably.
So the only way you open this up is you probably like have to remove the display and melt the glue.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting design. It's very unibody. And I have to say, this is my first time in a long time using an Intel laptop where the wake up was fast. Like a lot of the things that I'm used to on ARM or even on Mac in general are close to that good.
Yeah.
And the cameras are good. I mean, for relatively, Apple doesn't have the best ones anyway.
Nobody has a good
one. But overall, I am very impressed with this Lenovo.
YogaBook 9i.
Yeah.
Not the Yoga 9i, which is a totally different machine.
That's the other thing. What kind of naming BS is that?
The worst. And this is such an iconic product and it's such a good product. It's a shame that it has a brand name that is likely to be confused with neighboring products.
And Apple, if you're listening, I know you don't care about me at all because I just keep buying Macs anyway. But can we have two USB-C ports, one on each side of the laptop for charging and other things? This has three Thunderbolt 4, which is USB-C ports, essentially.
Cool. Yeah.
And there's one on one side and two on the other.
Nice.
Duh.
We can charge from any of them, too.
Now, I know you use a MacBook Pro, so you have all the ports and stuff.
I use an Air as well.
Is there dual?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the Air doesn't.
The Air just has it on the one side. Yeah.
And it drives me nuts.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
When I go into the sound booth and I'm like, where's it? The audio cable.
But you see, we're complaining about that right now. And then you know the next boneheaded move Apple will do when they do that, when they add the USB-C on the other side. takes they'll remove away. The headphone jack.
Oh God.
Yeah, don't, speaking of which, you know,
we're having a good time.
The Yoga Book 9i does not have a headphone jack.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
That's okay. You haven't tried headphones yet.
No.
See, until you try and you're like, I tried to put my headphone into the USB-C. It didn't work.
To be fair, the only reason I would be using headphones would be to edit audio or do video.
Well,
I'll just use Bluetooth.
I need to edit this podcast, so I was going to hope to do that.
To do it on there?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want
to. I mean, I have adaptors. It's fine. Like, I have so many, like, dongles. I have every dongle you can possibly imagine.
Yeah.
USB-C to 3.5 millimeter. That's me.
Dongle City.
High.
Yeah.
I even have some high-end DACs. Like, I have a Fio DAC. It's a super high-end portable DAC, USB-C.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great stuff. So Razer, so Lenovo. Look, this is the same company.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, we just talked about products from one company this whole time.
Who is innovating here? Who is innovating?
It's smart. I mean, like, I appreciate that Lenovo bought Motorola and Motorola continued to do weird stuff.
It took a while.
Yeah.
I mean, the Razer folding phone, flip phone, has been around with us for
2019.
Yeah. But it was flawed up to now. You lived with it. Kind of like made it happen.
I really liked the 2020. I thought that was not, there were not many flaws in that.
Yeah, the 5G, right?
Yeah. Well, no, there were. The battery life was bad. The camera wasn't great. It broke if you
shipped
it
to Australia to get it
repaired.
That's how much you loved it.
And I did.
But this, you're going to love this more, right? Except for the chin.
I'll probably get a lot more use out of it, but there's not that immediate, like, I need this.
You need the 3D printed chin on the bottom.
Let's start that Kickstarter. Put the link in the description. Let's go.
Oh my God, we're so doomed. That's such a bad idea.
It is.
If you're listening and you have money to burn, please give us a chin.
Would you buy a Motorola chin?
Color matched.
God, how would that work? I couldn't.
Yeah, no, you know, it would attach to the USB-C port.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to get it smooth.
Then it would be, you would. Like, there'd be like a little adhesive thing you'd stick it on. And like, you know, a foam adhesive that would like fill the gap so stuff doesn't fall in. Go, little minions.
Yeah.
Design away on your Kickstarter.
If you have a 3D printer, help us out.
Yes. I don't know. I think, look, there is some potential here. This Yoga Book 9i is going to be second gen. Like, if they add the haptic and maybe go ARM or something like that, I think this is a form factor that I'd like to see stick in the same way as Surface stuck. Right?
This might be the first time they go second generation because it was a success, not because they wanted to keep trying. Because you remember the first Yoga Book with the
E-Ink.
Yeah, what? No, E-Ink was second gen. First gen was that OEL.
Oh, yeah. It was just like just a backlight.
Yeah. But they only did two generations of that. But I could see them going more on this because it's... Well, you know, it's the Surface... We haven't said the thing everybody says. It's the Surface Neo we never got.
Oh, my God. I think this is how we end the podcast.
Yeah.
Want to tell people where they can find on the internet?
Sure.
All that good stuff, your handles.
The Mr. Mobile is where I make YouTube videos about things like this. And I tweet at Captain Two Phones. Captain, the number two phone.
And Insta? Do you do Insta?
I do Insta at both those handles, yeah.
Do you do TikTok?
No.
You say that with a lot of anger in your voice. Is it therapy time?
It's just fear,
you know,
Miriam.
I feel the same way as you, and I can only every time I have that fear that you just expressed so beautifully, I have Enobong sitting on my shoulder going, hey dude, you know, you can do this. Colonel says so.
Enobong, Danny Winget, and Daniel Sin tried to talk me out of my fatalism.
Were you
for
drunk
90
at the time?
Minutes. Oh, I was very drunk.
Okay.
Yeah. They helped though. It was helpful to talk about it. Please keep watching YouTube. For the love of God.
I don't have a TikTok, but I should. But I don't know what to do. I'm completely inept. I'm like old, okay? My handle on Twitter is Tankgirl, at TNKGRL. Just like the comic book character, drop the vowels and you get my handle, Tankgirl the comic. You know, there's also my Instagram handle. And guess what? I've got Blue Sky now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I just got an invite the other day. So
nice.
I'll send you one as soon as I get one.
Please.
I haven't really done anything there, but you know, maybe you should talk to me if you have a Blue Sky and add me as a friend there. I'm on there, tankgirl.bluesky.whatevernet or whatever the handle is. Anyway, the podcast lives at mobiletechpodcast.com. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, which apparently most of you are on, weird, and Pocket Casts and Spotify. Where are you, Android users? We all have iPhones too. I get it. But look, you know, you should subscribe and you should tell your friends about the podcast, right? There is a YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/mobiletechpodcast. You know how YouTube works. So like, subscribe, tell your friends, click the bell, comment. Please comment about this podcast or anything you want. I'd love to hear your thoughts. There's some videos there. You'll see my hands-on video with the razors, both of them, soon on there. But by the time you listen to this, and yeah, tell me what you think of these phones and which one you would pick depending on pricing on the second one. We don't know yet. And then, you know, there's a Patreon, patreon.com/tankgirl. That's patreon.com/TNKGRL. You've heard us talk about showing you things on video if you like listening to this podcast, but you want to get video content, you want to see the devices in advance, and you can get this in advance about a day or two, which is great. That's where Patreon's at. So that's not just the only perk. We have a Discord server you can join. We have a bunch of other stuff there. Check it out. So if you want to help me out, Patreon's the way to go. And there is, you know, a bunch of things there, the video version being probably the most popular. Patreon.com/TNKGRL. That's patreon.com/TNKGRL. If you don't like Patreon, you want to help out, there's another option in the show notes where all the links are for all the things we talked about. Is a link to a PayPal donation button. So consider buying me a coffee or something. That'd be great. Hmm. And also, I want to thank our sponsor, Mint Mobile. You know I review a lot of phones, so I'm constantly juggling multiple devices. While that's fun, it also means I'm spending a lot of money for wireless service on multiple SIMs. Thankfully, there's Mint Mobile, and that's who I'm teaming up with for today's podcast. If you want to save money on your wireless service, switch to Mint Mobile. You've probably seen the Mint Mobile ads featuring Ryan Reynolds, but let me quickly tell you how fantastic their service is, especially for tech-savvy early adopters like us. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for as low as $15 a month, and you don't have to sacrifice any coverage, speed, or data. They're built on the nation's largest 5G network. They keep costs low because they sell direct to you online. They cut out the retail stores and salespeople. Why should you pay more than you have to for access to the same network? In my experience testing phones, Mint Mobile delivers the same data speeds and call quality as the big three for a fraction of the cost. Switching to Mint is super easy. Thanks to their eSIMs, you can sign up and activate immediately right on your phone from the comfort of your home. No more standing around waiting in line at a big wireless store. You can keep your current devices and phone number and easily switch services. And if your phone isn't eSIM compatible, Mint will ship you a new SIM card free of charge. The whole process only takes 15 minutes, and if you get stuck, Mint has a great customer service team to get you through it. All Mint Mobile plans include unlimited nationwide talk and text, plus lightning-fast 5G and free mobile hotspot. Mint will show you how much data you use each month and recommend plans that save you money. Mint also offers a modern family plan that lets you set up a super affordable family plan with as little as two lines. Use my link, mintmobile.com/mobiletech, to get premium wireless starting at $15 a month. Stop paying more than you need on your wireless bill and start saving big with Mint Mobile. And Michael, I want to thank you for being my guest and coming all the way to my hotel in Brooklyn.
Very difficult Appreciate to get it. Here. I know. You know, thank you.
There's a boat involved.
There's going to be a boat involved. We got to go catch it. That's Thanks right. for having me. I know. This was fun.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks I love
for the
it.
Bonus time with the razor,
yeah,
too.
You have the other one? I don't know where I put the other one.
Where's the Moto G?
There it is. Yeah. So there you go, folks.
Rock
Razor music. Podcast. We'll be back next week with another show. You know that I'll have Michael on as well at some point, but we'll have the rest of the news next week of all the other devices. Until then, cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
This has been the Mobile Tech Podcast with Tank Girl, proudly presented by worldpodcasts.com. You can visit us online at mobiletechpodcast.com.